This conference will now be recorded.
Good evening. This is David Klein, General Counsel for Springs Hill Water Supply Corporation. It is June 23rd. We are about to have a regular meeting of the Board of Directors. We are holding this meeting by teleconference pursuant to the Governor's proclamation suspending certain provisions of the Open Meetings Act. This is a toll-free number with two-way calling, and we are recording the meeting. We ask that if you are not speaking, that you put your phone on mute so that we can minimize feedback and people talking over each other. And with that, I will pass it over to Bubba to get the meeting started.
Thank you, David. It's Bubba Martin, President of the Board. I'd like to call the meeting to order and establish a quorum. We will just ask that each of the board members sound off, I guess. We'll start with Bernie Miller.
I'm here.
Right. Debbie Magin.
I'm here.
Fred Bloomberg.
Here.
Steve Ramsey.
I'm here, but at 6:20, I may have to leave the meeting. I just a heads up.
And Ronnie Glennwinkle?
Here.
All right, I think that does it, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have a quorum, so we'll move to item number two. And do we have any owner members online tonight to address the board? I guess we do not. We'll move to item number three, discuss, consider, and take action regarding the minutes of the May 26th. Irregular meeting of the Board of Directors.
Well, I'd make a motion to approve the meeting, the minutes as presented, unless somebody else has a comment. This is Steve Ramsey.
This is Ronnie, I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as presented. There is no further discussion. I would ask for a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. And opposed? We have none. We will go to item number four. Discuss, consider, take action regarding balance sheet and income statement for the May 26, 2020.
I've got a couple of questions. And this is on the balance sheet on page 10, account 100309, water sales reservation. I just noticed that I was thinking that that should match our liability, but it does not. The $1,651 on the asset side, the checking account, and the water reservation liability is $1,764. Willie, do you or Kathy know why that would be or how that worked?
100709, did you say?
No, 100309.
309, gotcha. Water sales reserve.
That is a water sales reserve account, the water that is set funds that are set aside just in reserve, so that we have those funds available if we ever need to use them. That is not the capital improvement or the deferred reservation.
Okay, so the deferred reservations money goes into capital improvement?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The money that's in that account, as I remember, y'all correct me where I'm wrong on this. Once those lots get sold, that money gets refunded to the developer within a time period.
Are you asking that it has to be within a certain time period?
Yeah, I thought there was like most of the time it's like 2 years, but I think some of those people we've agreed to allow longer than that.
Yes, I think we allowed to agree up to 5 years. That's the longest.
Okay, moving down in the accounts receivable section, recovery repair receivable, that's quite a bit higher. And I think y'all made some kind of note in your comments that I assume that there's a fairly substantial repair receivable from somebody that you're not collected, that have not collected.
Yes, sir. That's going to be the contractor, Quest contractor, that hit us, and we had to have our contractor go out there and repair, which happened to us again this week, underneath some driveways, which we do have to get a contractor to come out with a boring machine and get all that fixed. So if we haven't collected those funds, that's going to show.
Do you think you're going to collect all that?
I'm hoping so. I'm not holding my breath since they hadn't paid the last. We did send, David Klein did send out a letter to them to, we haven't got a response. David hasn't said anything to me about it, so I'm not sure. Do you know if we got a response, David?
On one of them, I had a phone call with Resistance, and the other one, I have not heard back from them yet.
Okay, because we've never had an issue with collecting funds when this happens. Apparently, it's happening now.
Yeah, well, because it increased so much, I thought that there was probably some problem there.
Yes, sir.
If I need to do a letter for the third person, let me know.
Yes, we are getting the invoice put together, and once we get that put together and sent out, we'll give them a few days or a week, and then if we hear nothing, then we'll send them something else.
On page 19, account 600090, emergency interconnect. I thought that had gone away whenever we signed the contract with NBU. Transport water.
That contract stayed in place for emergency situations, so we're paying $1,000 a month to keep that location. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, I remember some discussion because originally we were just going to have an interconnect for emergency purposes and actually use it for emergency purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Then after the fact, NBU came to us and said, hey, look, we'd like to transport water. And so I thought that part of that discussion was, well, hold it. This isn't just for us. This is for NBU now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that was going to go away, but apparently I was wrong.
Yeah, no, we ended up adding that $1,000 payment fee into the NBU's contract. When they pay us, we pay the $1,000 a month to the city of Seguin. For emergency situations. If we have to turn off the NBU for some reason, then we'll turn off NBU and we get to use that water. We come first. I think it's somewhere in the contract. David, you might be able to explain it a little better than I can.
I think you've got it right. But I definitely, what Bernie's saying initially rings a bell, that part of the deal was that we weren't going to pay Seguin for the emergency supply, or for the right to the emergency supply. And it sounds like you're getting paid by, and NBU is paying us to pay them.
Yeah.
But we'll take a look at the contract and follow up.
All right.
Yeah, we'll do that.
But can I ask a question about that? Why does it just show $1,000? Did we just now start paying that?
Yes. I believe it was a meeting between Fred, Bubba, and myself at the city of Seguin, and I brought it up to Mr. Cortez and a couple other gentlemen that were in there, I think the mayor, and they looked into it, and we actually made a several months payment because we were behind, and we're back up to date now. They just dropped
the ball. It's the first one for this fiscal year?
No.
Because it only shows $1,000.
Yeah, not for this.
Yes, $1,000 for each month.
Yeah, $1,000 for each month.
Debbie, look on page 19.
See it, but it just shows $1,000. But does that, through May 31st, is that not year date? That's just the month on 19, on page 19, whatever that page was.
I'm showing $5,000.
Page 14. That wasn't May through May. That's just the month, the $1,000 for the month. That I'm looking at the wrong sheet then. I guess I'm looking at, it wasn't year to date.
I think you might be looking at the wrong sheet.
Yeah, it's just your comparison. Okay. Sorry about that. Thank you.
Those are all the questions I had on the balance sheet and income statement.
I had a question about the, back on page 10, unbilled water usage. And I'm sure I've asked this question before, but it was account number 120004 on page 10, went from 561 to 730. Is that because of giant leaks, or what have we done for
$168,000? $168,000.
Hold on one second.
$168,000. Increase from last year. It's 730 for,
right. Yeah, the increase is 168.
Water is the water that meters that we have read for the next month that has not been billed out. And that's that number. So that's water that's gonna be income that comes into us next month.
Okay. It's just a timing issue as to when this was printed and when the bills go out.
Right. Because the meters are red and that unbilled water is calculated into that.
This will always be printed before we recover the funds for the use of water.
Okay. All right. That's the only question I had.
Good question, Bubba.
Thank you.
If there are no other questions, I make a motion to approve the balance sheet and income statement.
I'll second.
So we have a motion. We have a motion by Director Miller and a second by Debbie Magin to approve the balance sheet and income statement. So any more questions or discussion about that? I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? We have none opposed. We will move to item number 5, discuss, consider, take action to approve the bills paid in May of 2020 in check register.
Willing, what is Phoenix loss control cut cable expense?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Check 14243. Phoenix loss control cut cable.
That's the payment paid for hitting AT&T's fiber or data line.
Did we hit their fiber, or was it one of our contractors?
No,
we did it. I don't think it was fiber. I think it was just a data line. It wouldn't be fiber. Fiber would be a lot more than.
I was wondering. That sounded like a bargain.
Yeah, we'd be in trouble.
Do You know where the comments on the check register? I'll make a motion to approve. This is Bernie.
I'll second. This is Steve.
Okay, we got a motion and a second to approve the bills paid in May. Do we have any more questions or discussion? Okay, we'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, sounds like the ayes have it. We will move to item number six. Discuss, consider, take action regarding the Springs Hill Supply Water Supply Corporation annual membership meeting.
Well, this is David. We just put this item back on here, and it's a standing item until we feel that or the board feels that we can hold this meeting. I can't say that anything has gotten better. If anything, the governor has, while he's reopened Texas in a lot of instances to being 50% open, there's definitely a lot of discouraging of gatherings of people, especially that might be more than 10 people. He's even said that in light of some letters from mayors of Texas cities that people can, entities can force people to wear masks. In private business locations, which I guess this would be. So I don't know if the numbers in Texas are definitely rising. They're higher than they've ever been. And so I'll leave it to the board to decide whether you want to try to have the meeting or just push it for another month and see where we're at in July.
Well, this is Steve. I would recommend postpone it another month, and then we'll reassess in July.
I think I would agree with that. And then when we have our meeting in July, if it still looks like it does now, as bleak as they make it out to be, well, then maybe we should just put a letter out to everyone in their bills and tell them that due to circumstances, our annual meeting has been canceled this year, and we will pick it up again next year when the virus has all broken and everybody can get back to abnormal living. Would that be legal for us to do, counsel?
I need to take a look at that. It seems like a reasonable idea. Let me take a look, and I'll get back to you at the July meeting about it. Because if things, okay. You know, if let's just come up with a scenario that if all of a sudden they did have a cure, or they had a cure by November, would we want to try to schedule it in November or December? I think it'd probably be best to have it. I'd also be interested to know what your auditors believe in terms of business practices, but we have time. So I'll take a deeper dive on the issue and report back in July.
So we don't have to have a motion for it, but Steve kind of said kick the can down the road, and I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. If there's no more discussion about that, I guess we can move to item number seven. Discuss, consider, take action authorizing the filing of an application at the Public Utility Commission to transfer a portion of Green Valley Special Utility District water certificate of convenience and necessity to Springs Hill Water Supply Corporation in the Ridgeview subdivision.
Okay, this is David. The item here, 7A, there is a non-standard service agreement that we are working on, or we have already gotten approval and entered into with the Ridgeview subdivision developer. However, this development is partially within our CCN and partially within Green Valley's water CCN. And so the developer wants all of it to be served by Springs Hill. Green Valley is on board with it, we believe. And this week they are meeting to approve an agreement to allow the CCN to be transferred to Springs Hill. And we have already, you have already given us approval for Bubba to sign that contract, but we are putting this on here as an agenda item to authorize us to file the actual application at the Public Utility Commission. There's a very simple resolution that should be in your board packets that we would just like for your approval. It is a requirement under the PUC regs that they see the meeting agenda and a resolution showing that we have the authority to file the application. So we're just dotting our I's and crossing our T's here.
So that said, we need a motion to approve this, although we've already approved the contract to approve the transfer.
Yes, a motion authorizing us to file the application at the PUC.
Okay.
Bubba, this is Fred. I've got one question for Willie or David. Now that the PUC's got the jurisdiction over these CCNs and rate cases, I guess, those hand-in-hand water rate cases and water CCNs, are they the ones that are maintaining the maps of these various systems? And if so, it's probably not something that needs to be done, but, you know, at TCQ, these maps were historically very inaccurate in terms of being updated. And I guess it's our responsibility at some point to make sure that they have accurate maps of our system. Not that I want to do anything at this point, but just maybe put everybody on notice that at some point we may want to make sure that we have an accurate map of our system when we think it's not going to change a lot in the future, and make sure that's on file with the PUC and, from my thinking, also at TCQ because of the regulation of public water systems.
Let me say, I think it was February or March, and I don't, it's my fault I didn't mention it to y'all. I did have Brady redo our maps for our CCN and our dual certified areas with Crystal Clear, and that was sent into PUC. And I know we have this new CCN that we're going to be taking over, so we're going to have to redo that one more time. And I think it was done because of a monitoring program that we were doing with TCAQ. So those were redone, and we'll have to do it again.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, about, I forget what year it was at this point. Maybe it was 2017 or 15, when jurisdiction transferred from the TCEQ to the PUC, there was a transition going on as well to change all the CCN maps from being on those, you know, with lines being drawn with fat-tipped markers on Mylar maps to a very precise and exact, not necessarily GPS, but CAD drawings of where these lines are drawn. And I think maybe back when we did that, or when that transition was going on, we verified that they didn't move the boundaries on us in a significant way. Hopefully Brady didn't find anything new.
No, everything was pretty much the only things that we didn't have on our maps that we had here until we did this was showing the dual certified areas with Crystal Clear.
Okay.
Yeah, those are on there now. Those are, you know, those are blocked with lines slashed, you know, slanted down on them. The rest of the CCN shows us in color. I do believe we do have that map on our website as well. Yeah, it's been done, and like I said, we're going to have to do it again for this subdivision.
Sure.
Okay, thank you, Fred. Was that all the comments or questions on the map and everything for this application we're going to file?
That's all for me.
Was that a motion to approve the file for the application at the PUC?
Yes, it was, actually.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Fred.
This is Bernie, I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the filing of the application at the PUC for our transfer from Green Valley to Springs Hill Water Supply Corporation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And so the ayes have it. We will move to item number 8. Standing agenda item, we have the engineering report from M&S. It's in your packet. If anybody has questions about that, you can ask Willie. He'll know all the answers.
I will have every answer available.
Willie, I'm assuming in, under that I-10, F-1078, that July 16 date is actually June the 16th?
Yes. There's, that's Brady. That's Brady for you. Just, y'all can get him. June. Yes, it was in June. And I fibbed a little bit on that map. The map was completed and done for our CCN January 2020. Not February.
Okay, we'll ask Willie for the general manager's report. See if we got any interesting things that anybody wants to talk about for that.
Yes, sir. The package there. If there's any questions, I will be happy to answer them.
Hey, Willie, item number 6, where is that located at?
Mr. Trost, that's going to be right off of FM 758 and Huber. The corner behind the newer house that's there, those houses that are running down that strip of Huber.
Willie, did you go ahead and pick that pipe up? I know it was strung along Huber. Is that a done deal? Or?
It's all gone.
So you picked it up and go, we'll go back in later possibly?
Yes, we picked it up. I'm using some of that 12-inch for some of the 12-inch areas that we're replacing right here off of Meadow Lake. And then behind the Atkins ambulance where our 12 usually likes to blow out in that creek bottom, we're going to use some of that pipe for that project. And then once we get back over here, then there'll just be a little bit of pipe we'll have to order, and then we can get that done.
Okay. That explains it. I just saw it was gone.
Yeah, and I don't this project was going to be probably beginning of next year. I'm not going to do anything with it this year.
Okay. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Willie, this is Fred. Is that our work that's going on the west side of 123 bypass, south of the office over there, across Meadow Lake Road?
Yes, sir.
Is that just an upgrade?
It's replacing the old 10-inch that's laying there in the ground. It's blown out probably 3 or 4 times, so we're replacing that section.
Okay. And all that activity next to the office, I hate to seem so stupid, but what is going on there? I should have asked before.
GVEC has some kind of, I don't know exactly, the power station or some kind of booster station that they're going to, substation they're going to put in here. I don't know the full details on it, but I think that's what they plan on putting out there.
Do we have our SCADA systems come into the office there?
I can dial into our SCADA system at the treatment plant from here, yes, sir.
Yeah,
our SCADA system is located at the plant.
Okay, but then how does it get from the plant to the office?
I dial up onto that computer.
Okay. My only concern, if that's going to be a substation of some kind, would be interference with our SCADA system, but that doesn't sound like it's a real problem or a potential problem. So,
yes, sir. No, it shouldn't be an issue. We might start growing three eyes. I'm not sure.
It's not the substation you need to worry about. It's the transmission line. So.
I had a question, Willie. Has CPQ made some allowances for training? Do they have? Are there virtual classes going on, or what are they making as allowances for people who can't get to classes in the 2 months or 3 months?
There are some virtual classes that they're able to put out there to renewal of your hours, but most of them are like 4 hours to 2 hours. They're not full 8-hour classes or 16-hour classes like if you were to go for 3 days. They're pushing that back on your expiration. If you do have a license that expires, they're allowing you some time to get those. Luckily for me, I'm able to get online and do safety classes or chlorine, you know, handling equipment and stuff like that to renew mine. I just have a couple hours, but I think I'm about a year or 2 years away.
Do you know if TWUA has canceled their regional schools, or are they doing that as they come up?
I think it's happening as it comes up. I know Galveston so far is still going to have their conference, the TRWA, but I'm not sure if they're going to cancel it or not, because I was signed up for September to go to a groundwater district conference in San Antonio, and they had posted that they were possibly going to shut it down because of the spike in COVID.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Willie, on item number 10, this is Bernie. It sounds like those wells are having some problems.
Yes, sir. Last time we had problems with those were about 6 years ago, and it was 2 and 3. Number 2 was pulled, and they did some tests on it, ran some tests on it, and it does have about 30 foot of water above the pump. That one's been running fine. We've been taking back bacteriological samples on it for the 3 consecutive days before we put it online. Well, number 3, it has a little bit less water above. I think it's sitting around 15 feet. It was tripping, but since they took a look at it, and it hasn't tripped since then, so it's running. All 3 wells are running right now. Hopefully they continue to stay running. They say they look good. So 6 years is a long time. I usually have them go out every 2 or 3 years, and they last quite a while.
Excuse me, Bernie. On item 10, do y'all track the water level in those wells? Measure the water level in those wells periodically?
Drawdown's done once a month by the groundwater district, and they come out and do a drawdown on it. I can get all of the information from them. We used to do it in-house, but we haven't done it I haven't done it in quite some time now.
Well, that's okay. I don't necessarily want to see it, but they are measuring the level in those wells once a month.
Yes. Yes, they'll measure Mesa Well number 1. They'll measure all of Wells Ranch, Church of Gain, whatever Guadalupe County wells that are here in the area. They do measure those.
And are those levels? I know they're doing it at the well, so there's going to be some drawdown. But are those levels trending up or down, or do you know?
From what I've been told, they're trending down. That's what the scare was on well number 3. We thought it was losing suction. We thought the water was getting below the pump and then causing it to trip out. That still might be the case. We failed to get a camera put down in there. I think if it does fail and we pull it again, we may do the camera so that we make sure that the casing isn't getting packed or, you know, has the iron bacteria built up in it or not. And that could be preventing water from flowing back into the well.
And remind me, those are Wilcox wells or Carrizo wells?
Carrizo. the outcrop.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And then, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was on 14. You had two fire hydrants that were stolen.
Yes, and Deer Ridge. We had Deer Ridge and Ellie and Pulte Homes off 46 across from Avery Park. We had two fire hydrants that were taken. The funny thing is, when they stole the fire hydrants, they put the caps on the fire hydrant like if, you know, they were putting it back together. So I thought that maybe NVU grabbed them, because if you're going to steal something, why would you just take the time to put the caps back on? NVU did say that they had somebody steal some fire hydrants, and they were posted on Facebook, somebody from Cibolo trying to sell them, and then they took the site down. We didn't get any more information from there. So, yeah, they're stolen. They're gone.
These aren't the fire hydrants. It's the meters you had on the fire hydrants, right?
Yes, the meters on the fire hydrants with the RPZ, the whole contraption.
This was for construction water?
Construction water in the subdivisions. We have bought chains and some locks. Yes, they can break the chains with the bolt cutters, but we're going to try to do a little bit more to secure them.
And then I don't know, 17, it looks like we're going to end up with a zebra mussel problem.
Looks like we might end up with a zebra mussel problem.
Do you know if they found that anywhere else in the basin?
I think the only places that they were finding them were up there in the Canyon Lake area at that new plant, but they've made it a long ways down here. That's the last I've heard. It was up there, and I think they were.
So that's what I heard from Lily Gedgel. They found it in at Canyon. I have not heard that they found it any further down.
Yes, Canyon is the one I was thinking of. So we're looking into to see what type of treatment we'll be able to use. Able to try to fight that. I think Canyon was using, I'm not sure if it's potassium permanganate or what it was, but I guess we'll have to be ready for that. On number 16, this was the answer to Bernie's question last month on February, 10 million difference between February 2019 and February 2020. Their shows commercial was up by 2.7 million and industrial was up by 375,000. Residential was up by 6.8 million. That made the total increase amount of 10 million gallons. So that's where that large difference was.
Yeah, back in the section on the financials, it looked like that NBU was pulling anywhere between 11 and 20 million gallons a month. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Bubba, this is Steve. I know Willie isn't quite done with his report, but I really have to leave in about 10 minutes. I was wondering if I could give you a real quick update on Canyon Regional.
Yeah, I'm done.
Willie's
done.
Okay, Willie's done. So item 8C, with regards to Canyon Regional, they did give a presentation on a taste and odor problem at Lake Dunlap. About May 3rd, the problem was noticed, and NBU had called in and reported the issue. They had some calls, and David Davenport gave a real quick presentation, or as quick, gave a PowerPoint presentation to talk a little bit more about it. And at the end, we can see what Willie knew about it and where there are complaints. But it all centered around algae growth in the Guadalupe River and pumping that into the systems. And they looked at not recirculating backwash as a means to control it. They talked a little bit about aeration. So he just went through the different ways of controlling algae. Copper sulfate was talked about. Activated carbon filters were fairly expensive, but he also mentioned that. So it went through a very detailed report. I don't know at this particular time, he didn't really indicate that there was a solution, but I would imagine that if this problem persists, that they're going to have to eventually get pretty serious about what options are out there. And I wanted to make sure that the Springs Hill Board was aware that there were some issues like that going on. And I don't know if you want to supplement that any, Willie, with anything that you may know about it.
Yes, we did have a couple of calls. I did have Steve Siebert with SAWS call me to ask me questions in regards to the face and odor because they were having issues. They were cutting off Canyon Regional, turning off that supply. What we did, we started doing the more of a mixture of our Seguin interconnect water with the groundwater to try to fight or combat that taste and odor. We did some flushing. We did get it settled. But this taste and odor problem has been going on for about 15 to 20 years or since I've been here at Springs Hill. It happens every year. They've treated it with different things, and it just continues to happen. So, I mean, it's something of the norm. Every year it happens around this time.
So maybe, Willie, we need to kind of continue to monitor that. We probably need some guidance from you on when it gets too bad and with regards to do we need to apply any additional pressure onto Canyon Regional to see if they can really do something about it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, because the amount of complaints we got this year were a little bit more in the newer subdivisions. Those people notice everything pretty quick. Those out in the country can care less. But yes, we had a few calls. Like I said, it happens every year around this time. They'll go to the intake and try to do the copper sulfate and stuff like that, or they'll do some type of additive. But who knows if it's being done correctly? Anyway, that's my opinion.
Okay, as I mentioned, I'm going to have to leave the meeting now, but again, I wanted to make sure that the board was aware that this is an issue that created some problems, and it may be something that we may have to push a little harder on in the future.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Hey, this is Brian. Okay. Let me ask you one question. Yes. Has there been any more discussion regarding the cost allocation at CRWA?
That report that they were doing, I haven't heard anything other than that may have been delayed a little while. I was under the impression about a year. And again, I think we have gone on record, and Willie knows that before anything is finalized, we have to have a report to our full board discussing how it would affect Springs Hill.
Yes, sir. And I think I spoke to the gentleman that represents the CRWA on that, and he traveled because of the COVID, and as soon as we get out of this COVID situation, we'll be able to have them come out, or if you want to have them on teleconference, I can even see if I can get him to come out and teleconference and give an explanation on a few things, but it's up to y'all if y'all want it in person or if y'all want it on a conference call.
Okay, anything else for me?
No, sir.
Okay, thanks a lot. I'm going to have to sign out now, but thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, I guess that concludes our item number 8, A, B, and C. Move to item number 9. Springs Hill reserves the right to adjourn into executive session. If anyone has something they would like to adjourn into executive session, they can speak now, or if our council has something that we need to discuss.
I do not.
Okay, it sounds like no one else does either. I guess we can move to item number 10, adjournment. About 6:17. That was a motion by Bernie.
This is Fred. So moved.
Okay. Motion by Fred.
Second. Ronnie.
Okay. Second by Ronnie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Sounds like we have none. Thank you all for another good meeting, and we will talk to you next month.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.